goat and trouser my ferret. It's the Idle Fantasy Podcast.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is trousering a ferret like putting it in your trousers?
Yes.
Like holstering.
Yeah, like holstering. Exactly. Preparing it for action.
And is the ferret a penis?
It's a ferret. It's
okay.
Okay. Well,
Paddy knows about ferrets and putting in trousers.
Yeah. Big time ferret. I'm a big time ferret guy.
I'm not surprised by this at all, even though it's never been disclosed. 14, 15 years I've known you.
Yeah, no, you know my ferret. Two very quick major ferret stories. One, first job I ever had was at the ferret races.
Oh, yeah.
Taking the bets, you know that. Ferret races got shut down, was very illegal.
Taking the bets, not the vets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got to take the bets and make. And
the
then.
The vets was just a cart that he took to the vets
after
the race.
After the pile up on the third chicane of the ferret races.
Another 14 corpses for you, Mr. Vet. Yeah, I had to take the bats from the people and then sort of look after the ferrets a bit. And
sounds like you were running the illegal ferret races. Yeah.
It was in a disused football club. But I thought it was legit and I was really excited. I got my first job and then nope. And I was like 10,
oh, wow.
Maybe 11.
And you grew up in Victorian England.
Yes.
And it's called Oxfordshire.
Yeah. And then the second one was then after the ferret races got shut down, I had grown very attached to ferrets and I really liked ferrets. And my dad was like, yeah, we could get a ferret actually, because like, you know, that would be something we could do. I know a guy who knows a guy, and he called this guy and the guy came round and he had a sack with a ferret in it. And this guy was like, imagine if I said that someone's name was like Kettle. Imagine what you think that person looks like. And he was like, nah, you know, like that. And he was like, oh, and it was something like 30 quid. And he was like, oh, he's really angry, this one. And he was like, do you want to look at him? And he put his hand in the bag and then went, bah! And the ferret bit him. And he was like, oh, God. I think my dad took me to one side and was like, I don't think we can have this ferret.
I love that it took that for your dad to be like, it's a bad idea. Yeah. Until then, he was like, great pet. I think
that blood just get splattered.
Up until that point, I imagine your dad was definitely there just going, I have called him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's come
all the way here.
Yeah, Kettle did drive a few hours. I think
he bought the ferret and released the ferret.
Oh, okay, fair.
but we weren't allowed to keep it. He was like, I think I was scared of it by that point and never went back to ferrets.
It sounds like a wild ferret, though.
Or it was like one of the, you know, castaways from the old races.
Do you get domesticated ferrets, really, though?
Bueller was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yeah, Ferret Bueller. Yeah. Stew's ferret was pretty...
Zach is like, who are my fucking friends?
Stew's pet-based... history and desires could be its own podcast. I've heard a great ferret called Ferret Bueller is an excellent name.
Let's just say that's a record.
Like the idea of Stu with a ferret is one of those like pictures in my head that makes too much sense to the point where it makes me feel uncomfortable. Because it's like, it's too perfect. Like, can you imagine turning up to the pub? Yeah.
You feel like you might be living in the Matrix.
If you turn up to the pub and a ferret popped out of Stu's arm, like, you wouldn't even blink based on what he looks like. And I think it's only just a little bit less so with a millipede.
Yeah. Speaking about Kettle and Stu, actually. Once me and Stu were in the pub, this is like the village we grew up in, and this guy was sat outside the pub. We were having a pint. This guy was sat there with an infant goshawk.
Oh, cute, though.
Wow. Yeah, it looked incredible. And we were like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's a goshawk. It's I'm a wild animal breeder. And we were like, oh, that's amazing. He was like, you got to like socialize them. So I just bring it out to the pub. And we were like, we wanted to like know more about this. And he was like, I've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, my main thing is I've got like those little miniature spider monkeys. And I was like, oh, what? that's amazing.
That's quite a leap
and also quite illegal. You're not supposed to have those.
Private zookeeper license.
Hmm?
Private zookeeper license.
Oh, is that what he had? Definitely what he had.
I've looked into it.
He was missing three fingers.
Right.
So. It's not the fact that I don't doubt the accuracy. It's more that, like, did he have one, though?
Did he have one? Maybe not. Yeah. I'm just saying there is a route to him having them legally. He probably didn't, though, by the sounds of it.
Also, he claimed, we were like, oh, do they make good pets? And he was like, no, not really, because, like, you can't really domesticate them. I've got this one, because I've got a breeding pair. And the little lad, he's dead friendly, but the first thing he'll do, like, he's really nice to everyone, but the first time he meets anyone, he'll run right up their leg, get under their shoulder, and punch him in the eye. And then he'll be fine after that. He'll be kosher after that.
But... he's got to give him one free hit.
Yeah.
Just so that what so that that's how the monkey tests the water.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like we're simpatico if yeah. I can punch you square in the eye
once,
yeah. and then you will not leave me.
I think I'd let a monkey do that.
Of course you would.
Yeah, because like, yeah. If that's the trade-off for getting to hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to be allowed to do that in the office.
Punch someone in the eye once?
Yeah, once.
Like, no,
yeah.
Just, look, we're all square, but I get one free hit.
One free
hit. It's just you that gets a free hit.
No, I'd like to punch everyone. I wouldn't want to be punched in the face by everyone.
So you're not in for a purge style, like...
Yeah. No, I'd like to be...
everyone gets one day.
I'd like to be the monkey. Oh, if everyone got one day... That would be real bad.
You just have to hope you go first. Because otherwise all the others are coming from the guy that keeps punching them. Oh, man. Monkey Pat. I'm going to get
Don't get any ideas. Don't bring a monkey here.
We cannot add a monkey
to this situation.
There's two guys that live near me, and one of them walks around in sort of our little area. One of them has a pigeon, and the other one has a crow. And they both look like the other one. So, like, the pigeon guy looks like a sort of raven man, and it's quite weird.
Yeah.
And then the guy with the crow looks like a sort of, like, portly grandmother.
That's so good. And I bet they fucking hate one another.
I've never seen them see each other or meet or anything like that. But every couple of weeks or so, you spot one of them, you're like, there you go. And, like people at the pub seem to be fine with them.
A good project for Pads is to try and engineer a meet cute.
A meet cute,
yeah.
I mean, that is a great rom-com waiting to happen.
Yeah, I take them both out on a date at the same restaurant the same night. And I keep
Or a feud movie as well. That would be good. The start to a beautiful enemy ship.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What if the birds fell in love?
There you go. Oh. See, Laurie's one step ahead.
Oh, there we
That's
go.
Good. That's
yeah.
good.
I forbid you from seeing that pigeon.
My only love sprung from my only hate.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Listen, we'll get it greenlit.
Yeah.
Call us, Hollywood. We're ready.
Yeah.
In the meantime, should we do this thing we're doing?
Yeah, I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah, in the absence of being able to do that, I'm prepared to do this.
All right. Let's start that runway to pigeon porn. Last time, you boys delved into the dungeon of Cyrix Temple, a monument to the Lord of Lies. You finish your leveling up, your downtime activities. Glitch decided to follow the path of the Warlock by making a pact with the artist formerly known as Glitch, aka the original inhabitant of your body, who is hopefully going to power your spells from the astral plane. We'll see how it goes. You spent some time checking doors in the main atrium. Before you chose to take the eastern door, which was marked by the inscription, "I am the gift that empties the hand that takes it." In there, you found a pleasant room with a fountain, statues of a drow pantheon. After some sleuthing, you discovered that the four members of the pantheon were not true members, and that turning them around to face away from the fountain opened up the way forward. You then chose the eastern door again, also marked by the inscription, "I am the gift that empties the hand that takes it," and you entered a room with a simple stone chair in the middle. And after chucking some rocks at it, you eventually discovered that sitting there, manacled to it, was Arctacare Leon.
A-dum-dum-dum.
So we're going to rejoin the action right there. She stirs and she is saying, "Is that the Wishbone Boys?"
Nope. I leave.
I think one Good of... One of the two Rocky Balboas over here needs to answer that.
That's good, man. Like Rocky Balboas. Although you are a rock gnome.
Mm. Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, there is a wider point. Is this a lie?
Oh, is it really her?
Just, are we being... is one of our... Laurie's looking at me as if it's not the case. But it's one of our, you know...
That's
our,
what I
our,
would do, though, isn't
our
it?
Our desires. So one of our characters' deep desires, I'm looking at you, Paddy.
Yeah.
To re-find this NPC.
Yeah, that's
are
true.
Are we being manipulated? So I'm gonna answer, no.
You're not, Arctur.
Watertight. Says, Teddy, that's you. I recognise your voice anywhere, that booming... Please, you've got to help me.
If this was an illusion, it would have been broken, I think, by the stone hitting her.
That's
according to what
that's
logic?
What?
Is
that's like,
isn't that how?
That,
isn't that's that how thing?
Like? That's how like Harry Potter and like illusion. Yeah, that's not like a. Is
I thought
that
was a thing in DD, like by touching an illusion, maybe.
Or, we don't know what type of illusion it is. In fact, detect spells.
Is well, that a spell?
Use the actual name for
I've
it, mate.
Wait. I've got a thing.
Detect magic.
No, I've got a thing.
No spells. I cast no spells.
Magic be gone.
Dispel magic. Oh, no, that is the wrong spell. All right, I can't do that. But one of you guys should...
Do you not have dispel magic?
I've got dispel magic, yeah, but I can't just...
Do you want to use a spell slot?
Do I have to detect magic to dispel it, or can I just dispel in the room?
I think dispel magic, does it say an effect you can sense or
Let's
something?
Let's find out. Choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range.
There you go, so it can be a creature or an object. It doesn't have to be a known magical effect.
I could give this a go, like, cheeky little go.
Yeah, go on.
All right.
I think maybe I'm about to unshackle her, and then I think your panic has stopped me.
I'm going to grab your arm and really sensibly play the game.
Okay.
By...
beating the shit out of me.
Maybe you punch yourself in the face with your own hand.
All right, I'm focusing on Arxa as the potential, you know, focus.
Potential illusion.
This is some good words, man. Yes.
I'm going to dispel. Come on, we've all been at work.
It's humid.
I want to dispel any nefarious or, well, actually, just any magic otherwise. Just if there is magic going on in this room, I'm going to dispel it. And then if she's not, if nothing happens, we know it's real.
Sorry, this is detect or dispel?
Dispel.
I'm wriggling against you, being like, we have to set her free, though. We have to set her free.
I think you need to roll a check. Does it say something about a check?
You automatically end a spell on the target. The spell's level is equal to or less than the spell slot you use.
So what spell slot are you using? Your first level?
I was going to use the third level, but that seems silly.
Yeah.
Might want to save your big guns. I don't know. Oh, I don't know, actually. Oh, I don't know.
I haven't got
DC
it.
DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. Okay, well, roll me a...
I haven't got it at other levels.
It is a third level spell.
It's a third level spell. Wait, is that done?
It's up to you, man.
I've got two.
I mean, there's probably other ways
shots.
We could try and work it out.
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, I'm positing a room. It's a theory to the room. Come
hey, man, listen, you can work.
You think she's an illusion?
Come on, magic boy.
Could an illusion do this?
throw another rock.
I don't know. Maybe I just. She's manacled, you say?
Yeah, and she. You're now looking around at her. She, as described before, you know, bedraggled, has that horrible kind of scar down her face. And I mean, yeah, whatever you'd like
Arxa,
to do.
We're in a temple of lies. Is it really you? Before I let you go, is this really you?
Glitch, of course. Why would it not be me?
Can I tell her she's lying?
Yeah, give me an insight check, by all means.
Yeah, that's the less effect impact.
I'm definitely not rolling a dice while he does that.
18 plus 7, 25.
Oh, it's good, man. It's good.
I'd know that smile anywhere.
So I think here is what happens with that. There is something, as she says, she addresses you as Glitch, right? And I think last time you saw her, she was pretty aware of who you guys were.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
And something really rankles with you there. Why would she call you that? She knows you're Cassius. That's where you had the most in common. And then you take a look at her, and her appearance is a little bit alarming anyway, but one thing is really strange. You look at her hands and they are on the wrong way up. There's no way to put it. The thumbs, her hands are upturned and the thumbs are on the inside.
Fucking hell, that's awful.
So I'm just clocking all of this in the moment.
Yeah, I think you're clocked off. Your insight tells you she's not addressing me as I'd expect her to. And then...
So she's like a bad AI.
I think I take a step back from her and go... Yeah, yeah. And then I look at Teddy and give him the thumbs up.
Okay, now I do it. Now I dispel the magic. Dispel magic.
And cast. Just she's saying, Glitch, please, I was brought here by Ceres and Vandra, please, you've got to help me. And Teddy, you're going to cast your spell. Roll me a whatever it is, the check you make. It is a spell casting check. So that's your charisma.
My charisma
plus your proficiency.
My proficiency is...
Should be plus four?
two numbers I don't understand.
Yeah, I think your proficiency will be a plus four, so...
Charisma might be plus five even, maybe.
Yeah, your charisma is hench, isn't it?
No, charisma's plus three.
Okay.
Okay, so a plus seven to whatever your roll is.
So plus seven.
Yeah, something D20 plus seven. Plus seven.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's go.
Rip it. Grip it and rip it.
Rip it.
Rip it.
Rip it.
20. Roll.
God, the momentum is just...
We're on the edge of it.
it's a 16 total.
16. Okay, I don't think a 16 is enough to completely dispel this powerful magic at play, but it is enough to disrupt it briefly.
Okay.
And as you cast it on her, the outline of what seems to be Oxycaleon wobbles slightly. And for a second, you see two images overlaid on each other. And in her place, sat on the chair, not manacled at all, is a tiger-headed creature with a grin on its face. And as it sees its disguised self spell is interrupted, but not dispelled, you're going to have to roll some initiative.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, wow.
Fucking great calls. Good. Zach, well,
I was thinking.
Yeah. Thumbs on the wrong way up.
Yeah.
Like a bad AI image.
As we're rolling some initiative, would any of us recognize a tiger-headed creature?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a... It depends. I think knowing Cassius, it will be a book learning thing. Or do you think it will be a...
I think with me it would come from books. With Vatic it would come from survival.
So I think maybe a history check. Or a religion. Like history or religion.
Okay.
I got a 23, by the way.
For
initiative.
Initiative.
History. I got 17 plus 9. It's a 26.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think you have...
Bingle Bill from my books!
Yes, Cassius, it's me!
Have you come to tea?
Yeah. I'm going to sup the taps dry. This is a creature called a Rakshasa, a demon from the Nine Hells, known for their trickery and their subterfuge, and you can identify when they can take the form of anyone they see. They're known disguises, except the one thing they can never change, they can never get their hands right. And their hands on a real Rakshasa are just mirrored images of normal, regular hands.
Right.
No matter what they do, they can never...
Hands are quite hard to draw, right?
They are quite hard to draw, notoriously. So yes, it is a demon. You've heard probably stories, read stories about them, you know, infiltrating peaceful villages and wreaking havoc. Rakshasa. And they are real.
You see me, Shasta Rock.
They're a real thing. They're from, I think, Hindu.
A real thing.
They're from real folklore.
Right, okay.
They're from, I think, Hindu folklore.
Cool, okay.
They're a classic bit of D&D.
I don't know if that's going to help us at all, but I'll be like, Rakshasa! And then I roll my initiative.
What is
it? 20.
Nice.
Wow, sick.
Doesn't matter for initiative. That's
fine. Okay, 22. 22. So still worse than yours.
Still worse than mine. Yeah.
My initiative was 14.
Okay.
That's still not bad.
What can you do?
Would these guys count, by the way, would a Rakshasa count as a aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead?
It is indeed. I think with the 23, you would know that's a fiend.
Okay, cool.
That is a fiend of nature. They are, the other thing you would know, Cassius, Glitch, from your book learning, is they are very adept at resisting spells from other spellcasters. They are proficient spellcasters themselves, which might explain why Teddy's dispel magic didn't quite take root.
That would explain
in
it.
The way that
not
you
the
hoped
role itself, but that.
Ah, okay.
All right. So the initiatives are 23 for Vatic, was it?
Yes, it was 23.
And Glitch for 22.
22.
And then Teddy, you are
a 14, my dear boy.
Okay. So first in the order then, it is Vatic. The creature here, in that moment you saw the illusion sort of wibble. You saw that the manacles are also part of that illusion, just to let you know. But otherwise it is still sat on the chair just as you guys are sort of preparing your first flurry. So
great. So I think I'm behind the creature. I am just going to clamber over the chair and immediately lob a container of grease. I'm going to lube that chair up so good.
Great.
So that what I'm sort of hoping for is a Benny Hill-like pratfall routine where it can't get out of the chair because it's too slippy.
Right. Okay, what is the... Remind me of the mechanics of Grease. It's a deck save on its turn?
Deck save immediately.
Okay.
And then on each subsequent turn. Otherwise, they... Basically, they go prone when they fail. And each time it's their turn, they have to attempt to stand up and then do the deck save again.
Nice.
Okay. And your DC is?
16.
Okay, it passes immediately.
Oh, fuck.
So although the chair is well greased and the area around the chair is well greased.
10 foot.
Well.
It doesn't seem to be. Well, for now, it hasn't slid off the chair from a seating position. We'll see what happens in future turns.
Right, well, that's me done.
Next in order, Glitch.
I was right next. I was in front of Arctur.
Yeah, I think Dispel Magic, I think, had to be... Let me just check. I imagined you were sort of kneeling and about to go for the...
Yeah, I think Teddy
manacles.
Sort of stopped me.
Yeah, getting close enough.
But I'm
to
wondering
touch.
If I can get away without...
Let's say you can.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Right. An attack of opportunity.
I don't fall over on a load of grease.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, 10 foot. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt for now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But that's the last time.
I go.
I'm holding him up as he's wobbling on the edge of the grease pot.
Thank you very much.
Okay, one sec.
Nice.
Keep it in, bro.
Keep it all
right,
in.
Fine. No, that's fine. I was so tempted to do it while Paddy was talking.
I think from recognizing it from the books, I'm scared of these things because they are anti-magic and resistance about it. So, and maybe I'm also scared of tigers.
That would track.
Yeah. So I'm like, I do it, run away. And I put as much distance between myself and the chair as I can.
Okay. So you're like, kind of, I would say these rooms are about 80 foot wide. So you don't have a lot of place to go before you're backing into a wall here.
Okay.
Remember, it's like an octagonal chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Just to warn you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go towards a wall then.
Yeah.
And there's no other obstacles in this room or anything like that.
It's just a sort of slightly raised dais. The chair is on, a step or two down to get to the rest of the floor. And then just the same thing, these doors, you've come in the western door. One detail I probably should have mentioned is when...
The other tigers.
Yes, the pit full of tigers. No, when you started initiative, the chains suddenly appeared across all of the four doors as before.
Lovely.
Yeah.
The Zelda mini boss.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Now, knowing that they can't do magic, I should probably still test how big that is.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose whether they are like actively resistant to magic or whether
burn those spell slots, baby.
Burn some spell slots. Actually, I think I would
test a spell slot.
Test a spell slot. Sure. I'm trying
a magic
to think.
Missile from the robe, or
yeah. I mean, I could write, but that automatically hits. So we wouldn't gain much information. Oh, we'd see what the damage was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if it's like half damage.
Can I just check something?
Of course.
Check away, baby.
When I don't know if like mechanically this is something I'd be able to work out. Did it pass the dex save, or did it just not even reach that point?
I don't know if you would... I can tell you that.
Okay, fair enough.
It passed the save. I will tell you it passed the save.
Okay.
Interesting.
I just suspect that it's because, like, it's magic in nature, all of my spells. Like, I wonder if they're just going to be impervious.
All right.
Zach's like, I'm not worried about that.
Sounds like not my department.
It's annoying that, Searing... Actually, no, Searing Smite. It's a fiend. All right, sweet.
There is...
My magic should work.
I mean, there's wording I wish I could tell you about. Unfortunately, it's on my side of the screen over here. So
yeah, no, fair enough.
Okay, I'll just test the waters then.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, cool. I'm going to... fine. In a panic, I'm gonna rip a star off my robe as I'm running away. Like cover fire, like we did last time. Running away, pull a star off my robe to shoot some magic missiles at old mate.
The audience really needs to see Pads does it with such cartoonish animation. It's really good. Lots of shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. So I pull a star off, which brings me down to 3 remaining stars, because I got one back at the beginning of the rest.
Mm.
And I cast Magic Missile.
At great.
5th level, which is a lot. 5d... three for level one. So how many for level five? Eight. Eight magic missiles. So 8d4. Each one is plus one. So 8d4 plus eight.
Go for it.
Okay.
Two.
So six total. Eight total.
This is what people love the podcast for.
12.
12 total. 14 total. 17 total.
Oh, he's running good.
18 total.
No, he's running bad.
22 total plus eight. 30 force damage.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
You notice when you cast these magic missiles, even in your blind panic as you run away, they slam into the form of Arcta, for it is her. And as they come towards her, you see this smile spread across her face. And then they all make contact and she looks slightly shocked. You would judge that those have made contact good and proper.
Right. My guns are useless.
No, you judge they did.
Oh, they made contact, but they didn't seem to do lots.
It did. Well, I can't tell you that, but she was not expecting them to make contact.
Ah, great. Okay.
Okay.
Weapons free. And I keep running. And that's the end of my turn.
End of your turn. Then it is the Rakshasa's turn. She stands up leisurely. Not in the manacles just sort of fall off her hands. It is still in the form of Arcta, still with the freaky hands. Glitch, how far did you run? 30 foot?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. She sort of looks over the chair at you, Vartik, and looks to you, Teddy, who are not next to her, but closer to her.
Yep.
And says, I think you need to pay attention, boys, and listen to me. And as she says that final phrase, you feel a dreadful energy well up from inside her. She is using a baleful command. You both need to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Magic in nature.
I would say so.
I get advantage then because of gnome coming. Cunning? Because of gnomes coming.
Oh, you said the wrong thing, Arcta. That's what I'm into.
Well, I was a 7 and a 14, so neither are very good.
Neither are very good. No, you're right.
All right, so wisdom save, yeah?
Yep.
All right. Ba-bow.
Is just on the money.
Oh, thank God.
The other two are not. So, Vatic, you are going to take 25 points of psychic damage.
Jesus Christ.
Teddy, going to take 12 points of psychic damage.
All right. If it wasn't for the ring and the oath of protection, I would have been very fucked there. Mm.
And you are both going to be
12, you said.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is bad for you. Frightened and incapacitated. I really, by the way, hats off to D&D Beyond for finally making it so that all of these conditions are listed in a
right
fucking sheet. I can just mouse over them. This is great. You can't take any action, bonus action, or reaction. Your concentration's broken. You can't speak, and that's it.
On a save?
No, that's on. So this is for Liam.
Okay, it's just on this. Sorry. That feels like the save was pointless.
Oh, excuse me, Teddy. You don't take the damage either. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank God.
I'm so sorry about it. This is just for you.
Yeah.
And frightened means you cannot willingly move closer to the source of fear, and your ability checks and attacks have disadvantage while you're looking at them.
Great. For how long?
For a period of time that will be determined.
Great. Well, good luck, lads. It's all on you.
I think this manifests as that command from Arcta just rings and rings through your head, and you just feel, you know, looped and looped and looped around.
Fuck, that's rough.
That is rough. That is, I think, for the rest of its turn, Arcta is then going to stride towards you, Glitch, and say, "Oh, lover, I've still got something you can do for me."
Nope.
And she's going to close the distance to you.
Okay. Is she right up to me?
She is now next to you.
Yeah. So wait a second. Did she is she walking through the grease?
Oh, she is indeed. Yes.
Yes. Fatic, yes.
Even when incapacitated.
And a DC what?
16.
She saves.
Fair enough.
Does that still make her greasy or she just...
No, she walks through the grease.
She just... It's like it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next in the order is Teddy.
All right. So she's walking away from me towards...
Glitch.
She's okay. Right by me now.
Well, I finally get two attacks.
Yeah.
Per action. Now. Because I'm a barbarian boy. Yeah.
He's a Barbie girl.
So actually, you know what I'm going to do? She's distance. She's away from me walking. So I've got like... I'm looking at her back, right?
You're looking at her back and you can close the distance easily.
So I'm going to throw a javelin. With the intention that it's also mixed with caustic brew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. New javelins.
To slow her down and, like, cripple.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to follow up like a madman.
So okay.
We're gonna see what happens with both of these things.
Sick. Follow up with your sword?
No, my berserker greataxe.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
All right. This is good. I love this.
So she's walking away from me.
Yeah, so javelin her ass first.
All right, let's javelin first. See what happens with this.
If it goes straight through her, I'm dead.
That's a 20.
That hits.
Yeah, so that's with caustic brew against it as well.
Yes.
Which, what was the effect of that again, Liam?
Please. So I basically have to cast it as a second level. You need to. So basically acid will emanate. Like at the point of impact.
Nice.
Ew.
The creature must succeed on a dex saving throw. Uh-oh. Or be covered in acid. So that's a dex 16 again.
All right. So shall I do the damage first?
You have to see if Laurie saves.
Liam, is the definition of... I don't want to show my whole ass here. Caustic brew, when you're imbuing an item...
Mm-hmm.
You're imbuing it with a... Would you call it a magical effect? Would the game call it a magical effect?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Okay, then... Mime's rolling a dice. That's going to save, I'm afraid. But yeah. but you do hit it with the weapon, so that's...
No.
That's still happening.
All right, fine.
And no damage on a...
No.
No half damage or anything.
That's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm just following up with the...
And then you're running in and smashing her up.
Bum rush and smash her up, yeah.
Okay, smack her with your axe.
Smack her with the axe. That is a 25. So that hits, right?
That certainly does.
And it's... So I'm also going to try then. So let's do the damage here first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So that's only 9 points of damage, but I'm also going to try at second level Divine Smite. Because I've got it's radiant damage. So
it's holy in nature. So does that count as magic?
It increases by 1d8 if the damage is a fiend.
Oh, that's
if
cool.
If the thing is a fiend.
One moment, please, caller. I've just got to look at some... This is some really funky rules interaction. But I think the new... Hats off to Wizards for the new edition of D&D, because it makes this a lot easier. Now, this is interesting. Yes. Okay. So, and I need to look at something else listed under vulnerabilities. Huh. That's funny. Okay, great. So you hit with the axe attack.
Yeah.
You dealt 9 damage.
9 damage.
And now you're channeling the Divine Smite. Go ahead. Tell me what.
Second level spell.
Yep.
So Divine Smite, so that's 3d8 plus another d8, which I'm asking you to roll for me, Paddy, because I haven't got any dice.
Sure.
All right. So that is... Cast it. That's 10 plus whatever Paddy rolls. What? No, what? Roll one.
Oh.
Just the extra one.
I thought you said that you'll need to roll that.
Extra one.
Four.
Yeah, so
four.
Guys, four. Just in the future, just roll six times four. And pick your favorite number. Yeah. That's
four,
fine.
14. I thought you said roll four.
Roll the extra one. Four. So that's
a four.
14 plus 9. So 23 points.
That's good. That is good. And as you slice into her with the axe, there's nothing that, you know, there's no resistance to it. It's like you're hitting any flesh and blood creature.
Interesting.
And there's she sort of, lets out a bit of a pain. And then when you channel Umberly's fury into your blow to dazzle it with this holy light, there is a burst of energy that really seems to hit home. You know what I mean? It's like a little jolt, a charge is sent through her.
Yeah.
It doesn't do extra damage, but it does damage, which is not something to be sniffed at.
I will take it.
And when you do that illusion of, you know, the of Arctis form dissipates again, and you see this horrible lion-headed demonic figure, sort of dressed in fine robes and furs. Gah! Sort of, and you hear its voice instead of Arctis for a moment, and then it reforms.
Nice.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, good
so,
work. Yeah,
so divine
stuff
damage.
Works.
Yeah, let's
nice. Okay,
so
I have
paladin,
none of that.
Paladin powers are still effective.
Yeah, I've got nothing radiant, I'm afraid.
And she's still coming towards you because the caustic brute is
she's
nothing.
Right. She's oh, right she's, in my face. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is all sort of happening at the same time, right? But yes, she is close. Anything else, Ted? Is that you?
I think actually no. Beyond. So I actually like if I'm directly behind and sort of like flanking, I feel that helps Paddy. And I'm also going to take out my my Revenger shield. So I'm shielded and axed up at this point after the double handed smash down on the face.
Love it. Okay.
That's me good.
That's good stuff. Then it's Vatic. I'm afraid you are incapacitated, Vatic.
Yep, that's nothing for me.
You can move away. The one thing you can do is take a move action, so long as it's not towards her.
I mean, I don't think there's any point. She's right over the other side, right?
Yeah, if you're sort of in the middle of the room or just adjacent to the middle of the room.
Is she completely opposite the... Like is the chair between me and her?
I think it could be. You could make it so.
Well, no, I think I just want to make a. I think I'm just going to step to the side,
so I've got
a clear line of sight. Eventually,
so you kind of you're backing away, but away from the chair.
Yeah. But okay. I think that's all I can do really.
I'm afraid so. Next in the order is Glitch.
So incapacitation,
no actions.
We don't know how to get rid of incapacitation. None of us do.
I think Vatic, you're just wrecked with these whispering commands.
If depending on how this interaction close to him goes, I can get to him and cast heroism, which might cancel out the frightened condition. So he would become immune to the frightened condition. But I don't know how that works in terms of he's already frightened.
Okay,
that'd be an equilibrium thing where he calms down. But that's a touch thing though, so I'd have to be next to him.
The annoying thing is, I think I've got a potion of heroism, but I can't even take it.
Oh, that is a shame.
Because it's a bonus action.
We could feed it to him.
You could do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
If I can get over to him.
Also, it's not true. I don't have it.
Great.
If I can touch him...
Used it later. I've got a beast interpretation potion. Ooh. That's not happening.
Okay.
If I can touch him, we'll make him heroic. But like, at the moment, you and I are both engaged with the big bun.
Exactly.
Day.
I'm trying to think. So I need to get away from this thing, but it's going to hit me. If I run, he's not grappled me, but I will get an attack of opportunity. I'm trying to think if there's any way that I can offset that. And I think the answer is no. I think I might just have to take the...
Did you cast your magic armor?
Yes, I cast that. Well, I did it at the beginning of the day and lost for 8 hours when we were like starting to go through the room. So I do have a higher AC than... Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, for my action, I'm going to cast one of my new Warlock spells. It's a new Warlock spell. I can cast it at any level if I want, so maybe that is a good...
I can cast it at any level
any
I
level
like.
I want.
When you say stuff like that, Laurie's eyes like light up with with the anticipation of ruining that.
No, I'd never.
Okay, so I am going to cast, on top of my Armor of Shadows, Armor of Agathys.
Ooh.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to cast this at second level.
Seventh level?
At second level. And it doesn't seem to require anything. It's for an hour. And at second level, I gain 10 temporary hit points. And if I get hit with a melee attack, then the creature will take 10 cold damage by hitting me.
Great.
So maybe that's a bit of glitch coming out, I guess. It's sort of I take on some of his energy... And I go really frosty. I get real cold.
Yeah.
He's like, because his blood, I imagine, is like a lizard. You know, like, so maybe it's that.
Yeah, nice.
So I sort of go more pallid, more numb, and something buff up a little bit.
I'd like to think, I think it's sort of some ghostly, like, necromancer armor, proper, like, old school, like, bones just sort of appear.
That's cool. I like that a lot. Yeah, maybe that's just
frostfire.
I didn't even know I casted it. It's glitch being like, you're about to get hit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone,
I'm getting you lubed up.
Yeah, like, bone like spurs sort of come out.
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
Bit.
Yeah, not as cool as that, though. What about, what was the Pokemon that had, the bone all over it?
The
what,
Pokemon?
Pokemon that had the bone all. What, Cubone?
Yeah.
Or Marowak?
Just on his head.
Yeah, just on his head. Maybe exactly. I get that.
Cubone helmet. Cubone helmet. I love it. It only does the damage while you have the temporary
whilst
hit
I
points.
Have temp, so
yep. Cool.
But again,
so when you shatter the bones,
ten.
Nice. That's and you know about temporary hit points? We've done these before. They go before the rest.
Yes. Yep. Cool. It doesn't do anything to my AC, does it? No, it does not. I just have the card out. So I know I'm about to take a blow, so maybe glitch cast that spell from the back of my head as I try and disengage from old mate.
You're just
going to
move away?
I am going to try and get towards Wattic.
Okay, very good. Well, I am going to take an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll.
I'm braced for it. It's going to hurt so bad.
If they miss, though, not one.
If they miss. Yeah. Well, yeah, actually.
It's a big if, and it is a 27 to hit.
Jesus.
Yeah, so my AC is now 15, and I thought that was really high. So
it's certainly higher. That's going to be 2d6. And then, oh my gosh. Okay, it's quite a lot. It's actually quite a lot.
We buffed him up, though. We buffed him up. He leveled up, and we buffed him up. How can he be like? You can't one-shot him.
No, I won't one-shot him. That's 5 points of slashing damage, but wait.
Fine, mate. Fine, not
so
problem.
So she will take how many frost damage?
10. For yeah. 10
however,
for each hit.
The
whilst I have,
she swipes with her kind of bare hand, and as she almost just open palm slaps you, it really stings,
yeah.
Really horrible. But then she cringes at the frost damage, and then you feel like a second impact. Despite the fact that her arm's no way with you, and it's like deep in your gut. It
right.
feels like someone has like raked a horrible plague crusted dagger through your gut, and you're going to take 22 necrotic damage.
Whoa. Jesus.
Now hang on, the first hit did 5.
Yes.
Which leaves me, and these are two separate attacks?
It's one attack.
Ah, okay, fine. Okay.
So it's going to take all the temp. She is going to, but I think that's how she's going to take the temp, the cold damage.
Okay.
For sure.
So remind me of this number. I'm taking
22 necrotic damage on top.
Am I resistant to necrotic
I thought you were I thought you were resistant to that by being like a...
The funny thing is, listeners, that Paddy is working off as per his character sheet, which is, I would say, scribbled. Is that fair to say?
It's a disaster. Inured to undead.
What's that movie with Jim Carrey when he keeps writing the number 23 on everything?
It's called the number 23.
Oh, well, there you go. It gives me vibes
What's
of that.
One? Old mate, 23. He's
and can it, does
down.
It? I'm going to turn your music sound around. Does it say?
I've just written inured to undeath, don't forget. So I'm just very quickly going to look that up because...
Because you forgot?
Yeah.
I would have thought as a neuromancer, like you are a neuromancer.
A neuromancer?
Is he a neuromancer? What's it called? What's the...
Necromancer.
Yes, I have resistance to necrotic damage.
Wow. Oh my God.
Take
Lucky.
Half damage from necrotic attacks.
That's 11 then.
Yes. So 5 plus 11.
I can't believe you built a character to
16, so all my temporary hit points are gone, but it didn't actually hurt that much. That's gone. All the armor's shattered and now stuck in his paw, and I now am down to a number I'm not going to say out loud in case Laurie hears me.
I'm pretty sure I can get you to 0. That is your turn.
So I'm going to use the rest of my move action to keep going towards Wattic.
Towards Wattic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I reach him?
Almost 10 feet away, I'm going to say. Just because he's moved further away at this point. I'm not going to do the fucking Pythagorean theorem to work it out, but I would say you couldn't quite catch up to him.
Okay.
But close, very close to him.
And also, crucially, like Vatic's still like running around in a circle, terrified.
Yeah, trying not to look at the thing.
I guess I don't have any bonus actions to do, so I'm just like, dude, you cool?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay, I can't come any closer, I'm afraid. I'll wait here.
I'll see you in a bit then.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit. Yeah.
Vatic, at the beginning of the Rakshasa's turn, the echoes finally dissipate and you are no longer incapacitated. She is going to roll... to recharge that particular ability. And does not achieve it. That's a secret role I shouldn't tell you about, but I'm telling you about it. So instead, Teddy, she turns to you and says, Teddy, you didn't think I ever had eyes for you too, did you? No.
Oh, no. Only ever the weirder one.
I turn to you and go, you cool?
Too pretty for my liking. I think we can change that. And she tries to rake your face with her horrible sharpened nails, as she did with Glitch.
Gross.
Now she's got a chance to properly attack. She gets three melee attacks.
Oh, great.
She is going to roll a 24.
That one does hit.
A 22.
That one also hits.
And a 12.
That one doesn't.
And then she's going to deal 10, this is slashing damage, 14 slashing damage from the two attacks. And then, it's going to be a lot of, sorry, Glitch, something I've got to tell you, which I'm going to tell you in just a second when I tell Teddy about it.
Shit myself.
You do shit yourself.
Yep.
Oh, fuck me, that's a lot. Oh my God, that's actually quite a lot. Oh no, I need to take off.
Hell.
2 and 5. Nine plus 10 plus 24 necrotic damage.
All right, that's actually, I thought you were going to say more than that. That's fine.
No, she actually didn't roll super well. As in the same thing that Glitch felt, despite it being her, you know, just these sort of like slightly gross but not particularly terrifying hands coming at you, they make the impact, and then a second after there's like an aftershock and this horrible deep, you know, that kind of gut punch pain,
yeah,
but in your face.
In your face.
In your actual face. And leaves these festering wounds behind from her cursed touch.
Wow.
That feeling, that gut feeling does not dissipate after she hits you, and both of you are cursed in a way that will become apparent at point.
Excellent.
Cursed.
I will remember that. But that is her turn. She spent it all just slashing at you, Teddy. You see, give me a perception check as you suffer that onslaught, Teddy.
Okay. Well, let me just have a little, so perception. That is a 13 total.
Okay, 13. You don't quite catch. You sense that her attention is elsewhere. It's not on you. But that's all you're going to get from a 13.
All right.
It is then your turn, Teddy.
Yeah, it is. I was just having a little look see to see if I'm like how the frenzy or reckless attack.
Ooh, because of angry axe.
Yeah, but. But you know what? We'll leave it for a minute because I was actually mostly just trying to work out if I also had some Deus Ex Machina resistance and necrotic damage, but I don't.
No, but you, as a paladin, I think have a spell potentially that is useful against curses.
Oh yeah,
I think Greater Restoration.
Greater Restoration, indeed.
Also, do you have that? Not, have you not being hit not triggered your? Oh no, you passed the.
Oh yes, we should have remembered that with your javelins. You got disadvantaged on your attack rolls, your javelins.
Why?
Because they're not your axe.
Oh yeah. Oh, does that count with my javelin?
Maybe we'll.
I thought it was like a sword.
I think maybe
like
we'll
that.
Make it melee.
I thought it would be something that I don't have.
No, I thought it was generally like a melee thing rather than like a ranged weapon thing.
Maybe they become friends because they're in the same scabbard.
Okay, we'll go with that for now. Yeah. You do need to roll.
Axes don't live in scabbards, nor do javelins. But there we go.
You do need to roll your berserk check. Though.
I do need to roll a wisdom check. Yeah, that's very true. So my wisdom save, that one is... Oh, it's a 16.
It's tight. It's a 15, so yeah. That's the pass.
So I said, well, I was kind of hoping that I would become a berserk, because then I would get... it. Would that all that does is just means that I attack the thing that's closest.
Yeah, which might not necessarily always be the tiger.
Yeah, but it is at the moment. all right, but no, so we're going to use two attacks. I'm not going to use a javelin. Even though it's a melee weapon. Not a melee weapon. Unless I hold it like a spear and stab.
Yeah.
I'm going to berserk axe again. I've got the axe out. Within distance, right? She's not moved away.
No, she's right next to you.
Cool. All right, let's see what happens.
She's just lovingly caressed your face.
That first one's an 18.
The 18 will hit.
Nice. And the second one is a 24.
That would also hit.
Nice.
And I actually think I'm gonna divine smite both of these.
Okay.
Wow. Can you do two?
It's a long dungeon. It's a long dungeon.
Well, it's
per hit. You can do
per
it.
Per hit.
Wow.
But I'm gonna do it a first level spell rather than.
Okay. For both of them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Sorry, you can only do one because it takes a bonus action.
Oh, okay, fine. So we'll do that. All right, so I'll tell you what, then I'll do one at second level.
If Radiant's what we got, then we should use it for now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So the first one does 12 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one does 9 points of damage, but mm-hmm. then I'm going to add.
You're going to charge it.
A second. Actually, no. Let's do first level.
Okay.
Cast 2d8, and then Paddy, can you roll me an extra d8 in a minute? So it's 11 plus
8.
There we go. 19 points of damage.
Lovely stuff.
On
okay.
top of the other points of damage.
So 19 radiant and whatever.
I took it as we went.
You took it down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, nice. It was 12 physical damage. Slashing damage. Yeah.
And then the other one was 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They absolutely connect in the same thing that happens before. You seem to really connect with the inner essence of this creature with those hits. And in fact, doing maths, you disrupt the... I think by this point you managed to disrupt the disguise self spell. And you are staring only at the Rakshasa now, who suddenly stands a lot taller than Arcta did. And all three of you are salted with a smell of like brimstone. This is a creature of, as I said, the nine hells. It is not from this plane of existence.
Cool. How's it looking?
It looks like it's pretty hot, man. It's like a big, if you're into Tony the Tiger, it's really appealing to you. It's the thing you can't take your eye off is these fucking hands. They're so weird.
Yeah.
And now you see there's something about their strange orientation that means that they are slashing through physical space. You see that they are like, you know, not quite like a tiger's paws. They're humanoid, but they have these long black fingernails on. Mm. And I think they kind of fight a bit like a Thai boxer, you know, their hands, their claws up like this.
Okay, cool.
Right.
And yeah, they're looking, I think the fact that they can't maintain the disguise self spell makes you think, they've taken some big hits.
All right.
It's not looking good for them. Don't look at the number on my sheet.
I didn't see the number on your sheet.
Well, don't look. Because otherwise I'll add 100 to it.
I didn't look at the number on the sheet.
I know. I just don't. Liam, it's your turn. It's Vatic's turn.
Okay, so...
And you're incapacitated again, just for fun. No,
I'm no longer... Am I still frightened?
You are neither incapacitated nor frightened.
Great, okay. So I think I've figured out that it seems like my magic is not seeming to be very effective. I mean, I've literally done one thing this
you greased it.
This encounter, but didn't seem very effective, so I think I'm gonna try a different strategy. I am gonna walk up to Glitch. Mm-hmm. I am going to basically bring out the iridescence that I got off of
Taryn,
and I click and point down to get you to go down on one knee so I can lay the barrel across your shoulder.
I'm finally being knighted.
So then I just roll to hit.
Yeah, absolutely. My God, this is the first time you fired this weapon. How does it feel to pick it up in Vatic's hands?
I mean, not great because it's a 13.
Okay, yeah, you got to get your eye in still.
Yeah.
A 13, you shoot and it just skims the shoulder of the Rakshasa, who sort of turns around and says, and their voice is completely un-Arcta now, says, "Oh, a little pea shooter for a little man."
Well, I've got no response to that because I fucking missed. I lower the gun and then hide completely behind Glitch.
Sorry, Vatic, didn't connect there.
No, it's a whiff.
Anything else you want to do? Bonus actions?
Nothing I can.
Do I count as half cover? Because you're...
I mean, I'm tiny. I think you count as full cover.
Right, okay. And I'm still waiting for you to move the gun onto the other shoulder. And
you can go under Glitch's robes. Maybe that would count.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I don't think you're like... Or something.
Will you like what's under there? Probably not. That's Vatic's turn. Glitch, it's your turn.
Right. I guess I go... What just happened?
Don't make me litigate what happened, okay, mate. Cool. I fucked it up.
The gun's a cool idea, though.
Maybe... do you want it?
Oh, I've never fired a gun.
You can't. You don't have... I'm pretty sure you don't have proficiency with weapons.
Oh, no, that is
it didn't help me, mate.
it's funny that, like, obviously a gun is the simplest of weapons to operate, like, in point and shoot, and Paddy's looking at it, he's going, I don't... Magic boombox.
he just puts the barrel in his mouth.
No.
Oh, Christ.
If only I was proficient.
Is Teddy...
I've got the tiger's right next to me.
You're locked in.
But don't worry, I've got my shield out and my armor on. So if you want to go.
Well, that's so going to be how you die. If you want to do it, just do it.
Just do it, bro. Well, I mean, we've gone a long way since Paddy just was regularly setting fire to rooms that I was in.
Glitch casts magnetic singularity. Yeah. Crumples you into a petty. What you got, Glitch?
Okay, I'm going to... I'm not going to try and cast any damaging spells because I just think it's going to be too hard for me.
Great.
Yeah.
Fucking excellent.
I'll keep you in cover.
Yeah.
And
I think we should just get some popcorn and watch Teddy.
We're not super useful here, no. Are we? Yeah.
But the fact that that's resulted in you being like, I'm not going to try, is way worse.
Yeah, exactly. I think any big hit I could do isn't going to be useful, but I don't know. Maybe I can make it like really unwell, and I'm gonna cast Ray of Enfeeblement, which is a second level necromancy spell.
Ray's never been the same since his divorce, has he?
I know, yeah. I know. And just you know, so Mrs. Enfeeblement, she's taken a different name though, hasn't she? I think that this is another gross hands one. It's not sick coming out this time. But it is the little hands in his palm. So I guess I'm like, stand back, Magic, I've got this. And sort of purpley black tendrils come out. Maybe it's another sort of slightly glitchy thing now that it looks a bit different now that he's in there somewhere. Mm. So I have to make a ranged spell attack against old mate.
Okay.
Which is going to be... Dun, 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 dun. 15 plus 10. 25.
I'm afraid.
Tits.
Even a 25 misses.
Okay. That's wild.
I think it might have a different sort of protection against magic.
Yeah. I think, yeah, the tendrils shoot out of your hands, powered by Glitch.
Yeah.
Straight towards this thing. And it's just as if they just dissipate before they reach it. As if there's something in the way.
I guess I turn back to you, Patrick, and I'm like, no, okay, my thing doesn't work either.
Well, we're just going to sit here and jerk off lots of cops. So we're going to actually do something.
Glitch, I suggest you persevere.
It's a cat joke. It's a lovely cat joke, though, which gives me plus 1d8 temporary hit points. I love it. Now, it's a weird question.
You'd expect I would be... feeling unwell, but actually I'm feline fine.
I just keep clapping. That did sound like I just start fucking.
like a barn door.
I'm coming around to this guy, actually. I'm coming around to this guy. This is pretty good. Can I speak to Glitch very quickly in my own head? I know it's a free action to speak, but could I use a bonus action to speak with him?
Yeah, free action, sure.
Okay, cool. I'd be like, your way doesn't work and my way doesn't work.
I tell you what, to represent this being in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
Give me a dialing glitch check. I mean, religion or...
Sure.
Yeah, religion.
20.
We should make you roll a D100 next time, just like
when
Teddy's imploring Umbly Bumbly.
That's true.
Mm, okay, cool.
I think it should be harder to get hold of Umbly than it should be Glitch.
Yeah, Glitch is literally, yeah. Oh, geez, I've been dying to speak to anyone.
Yeah, Umbly disdainful of me. Yeah.
What is it, Glitch, baby? It's Glitch.
Okay, okay. Your way didn't work with the feeble thing, and my way hasn't really done much.
You sure you did right.
Probably. But I look, we know I don't have anything holy on me. What else do you know about these guys?
I'm just going through the records. A fiend, you say?
Yep, fiend.
This sounds like a case of greater magic resistance to me.
Oh yeah. And now I've read the book, obviously.
Did you do the reading, Glitch?
I did. It was just a long time ago. So now. Okay. With that in mind, any tips?
Well, I wouldn't use magic if I could avoid it.
Ah, I turned to you. This has all been in my head. Yeah, we got to keep going with the gun.
You rolled a nat 20 or just a 20, modified 20.
Not a nat 20.
He can't. He's not going to break the fourth wall for a non-natural 20. He says, there are ways around it. Perhaps, you know, all the usual rooting mechanisms for spells he can dissipate, but there are some which negate that rooting, shall we say.
We have to root him, guys.
Okay, well, that's not what I meant. Goodbye!
Great.
Okay. Kind of didn't further what we know, but okay. Greater magic resistance.
Look, it's information.
Yeah.
And it was free.
You guys also, there is... I've watched both of you blow up rooms and things.
Yeah.
It will bludgeoning damage or debris damage will hurt it.
That's so smart.
Let's use one of you grab the chair and chuck it at him.
That's what I should have done. Yeah, with catapult. That's exactly what I should have done. I sense exactly those thoughts from Teddy and go, I know what to do. Is it a bonus action a weapon?
I think we make it a free
In fact,
action,
it can be Teddy that does it. Guys, look, I know normally the hand movements, the fancy words, all well and good. Could you hit it with something there, like something big and heavy and like painful?
I see what you
traditional
mean.
Traditional harm.
And I wipe...
Good English craftsmanship.
I wipe the sick from my hands onto my robes and go, gotcha, baby. And I pull out my simple slingshot, which has never yet been used, but I've had since level one.
What a pull.
Are there any stones around? Otherwise, I'm a bit fucked.
Sure, there are stones around.
Take something sharp from Vatic.
You've got a massive gun. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Sweet, all right. I now have a small slingshot in my hands.
Okay. Next up is the Rakshasa.
C.
First it rolls a d6 to do that thing. Oh, well, yes, that's good. That's good for me. Teddy, it turns to you and says, come on, let me just think of something. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It says,
you
think you can stand up to me? You've got to be a kitten. Make a fucking wisdom save.
No,
now.
I think I get advantage because that was just funny. All right, wisdom save.
That was really good.
Thanks, man.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Listen, Pants is the only one of us here who is has been paid for comedy.
16, 20.
Oh, fuck you, man. That's sad. Well, it doesn't work. Pussy.
Plus three on saves.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pussy.
Meow. He says, well, that's a shame you didn't take to my baleful command, but I don't think you can do much about this. And the Rakshasa's hands move together in strange ways. It starts chanting an incantation and it will cast the spell. Well, you don't really need me to tell you what the spell's called. It places its hands on its own face and it disappears from view, Teddy. It's very much still there. You can smell that brimstone still.
So is it cast invisibility on itself?
Seems like it might well have cast invisibility on itself.
Okay. Is it my turn now?
All right. Impatient much. And you will sense the brimstone smell start to move away from you and the Soft and padded paw steps will move away from you towards Glitch and Vatek.
Okay.
And if before you ask me, can I take an attack of opportunity? The answer is no, because an attack of opportunity must be against a creature you can see.
Yes, okay.
Sounds so much like Mark Heap when you said that.
It must be against one you can see. But that is the Rakshasa's turn in completion.
Okay, that
you got,
does...
Have you got a bug, something, a point of order?
I'm trying to see if I've got a... I thought I might have had something that meant me, like... Like mark an enemy, but I don't.
Oh, what, like a hunter's mark sort of
scale? Yeah, something like that. Rare, or because it's something to do with it being a.
I think that was a tracker.
I think it was as well.
Or someone we fought against. With the pointing might,
I was just checking if there's something in paladin-iness, which is like
stop going invisible.
Well, no, for particular like fiends and stuff.
It might be. Turn undead. Oh, that's cleric. So perhaps not you. Well, while you're checking, it's your turn, Teddy. So that's why you're checking.
It is my turn.
You just hear a distance.
Okay, so in that sense, though, if it's
Pads has got me.
if it smells and is audibly moving around, and also
so the thing
and
about
also like mocking me as it does it. I can also chance an attack in the area that I think it might be, right?
So the thing about invisible is, technically, this is what applies with invisible.
Yeah.
You can't do anything that requires you to see it, and you can... But you can still be detected, right, by other means. And you can, like, there are ways of detecting it. I'll make you roll a perception check just to make sure you can hone in. And then it's just disadvantage to hit when it's invisible. But yeah, it doesn't mean you suddenly don't know where the fuck
it
is.
I'm not gonna dispel magic.
No.
But I am gonna try and perceive and then rush and see if I can break the magic by hitting it.
Yeah.
With one of my two attacks. Mm, or okay. Both of my attacks.
I think that works for me.
All right.
Give me a perception check. Just check you're not disastrously off course with this.
Okay. it's not great. It was a 6. It hovered on the 17 for a while, which is
a
fun.
A 6.
Yeah. It's quite off course, isn't it?
Okay. I think with a 6, I don't think it's completely not possible. I think that would be a bit unfair. So I think you get a read on the smell. You probably imagine that it's moving towards your two accomplices here. Mm-hmm. I think you charge in, close it down, you swing with the axe, and you just, it's going to be an automatic miss on the first attack.
All right.
But you still get your second attack with disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first one.
The only one. Oh, I see. The first.
12.
12 total.
Mm. Yeah, to hit. Let's just see if I do worse on the other one. No, I saw 12. So I missed it.
12 doesn't hit, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, Tez. Yes. Sort
of swinging wildly.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just trying to see where it was, where it might have gone.
But I'll give you this much. You are now next to it again. You with your first miss, you completely with the second one, you feel the Rakshasa's paw sort of grab the hilt of your blade and turn it just so it doesn't hit you. But
all right.
By virtue of that, you know that you're next to it again. You can smell that you know, eggy smell once more.
And I guess as a free action, I just kind of, I say to the group, so look, as well as the traditional harm route, any sort of, you know, uninvisibling would be good. This is, but because I'm assuming the two, that there's a thing attacking you from, like, there's nothing attacking you, but there's something attacking you, and you're both stood there. You're playing with a fucking slingshot, and Liam's put his gun.
Got a gun.
He's just put his gun on the floor and be like, well.
Teddy, you know the thing about tigers is their stripes.
If I'm the only one.
No, come on, buddy, you can't ruin the best. The best joke I'm going to do all night. Are you ready?
Sorry, let's roll it back.
The thing about tigers is they're striped, not spotted.
Oh, jeez.
It's good. It's good, guys.
Please.
It's good.
It's fine. Yeah. At best.
I think that's fucking great, guys. I think I might retire on that.
How much of your day today did you stay up, like, writing, like...
Like, literally none. I'm there. I'm literally thinking...
Oh, you're just in the flow state right
now. I'm just in the flow state, man. I'm sort of not... Because you guys aren't really doing much to hurt it. I'm just thinking of puns all the time.
I've done a fair chunk.
That's your turn, Teddy. Yeah, so it is back to Vatic in the order.
All right. I do have Dispel Magic. So.
Just to give us... I'll just give you guys an overview. You've got Vatic and Glitch. You're next to each other, sort of in the southwest corner of the room-ish.
Yeah.
The Rakshasa and Teddy are sort of in line with the chair in the middle and maybe 10 foot... Well, Teddy is about 10 foot away from the both of you and Glitch.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So, yes. What would you like to do?
I'm going to cast Dispel Magic. Which is effective in 120 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Any ongoing spell of level 3 or lower ends.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's level 4 or higher, then I have to make an ability check to see if I dispel it.
Okay, so this is... And you're rolling a check here, right?
If it's level 3 or lower, I don't have to. It just gets dispelled.
That's wonderful. I think with that... What does this look like? Is this a...
I sort of imagine this as like maybe, because I don't use this very often. I think it's I pop two potions and I kind of like give them a swill and then I'm like spreading them both over the floor and then like a gas is sort of like emanating.
Mix of the two that does it.
Oh, I was thinking it was... I thought you were going to say like, you know, when like F1 drivers like spray their mates with
champagne
at the end of a race and they're just like, you've just gone... Fire extinguisher the room.
Sinistering the room.
I love say that dispels everything within 120 foot.
Yes.
Okay, my armor of shadows melts away.
No. Like, because I can.
Is it targeted or is it AOE?
I choose one creature, object, or magical effect. So I'm targeting the creature.
It's got a big range, but it is a one. It's a you choose.
Okay, thank God. Okay, cool.
I think there's probably an element of you have to maybe add an element to the potions to tune it into something, right? And yeah, indeed, it billows across the Rakshasa's form and it is once more spottable.
Thank God.
Lovely stuff.
Very good stuff. That's an action?
That is an action. I think I will, as a bonus action... How are you doing for hit points, Teds?
I'm doing all right. I'm on 77. So actually, what's that? 87 out of 115. Not to Laurie. You didn't hear that. You don't need to.
I'm not listening. Don't worry.
So I'm doing all right. I can take. I mean, I could take another couple of big hits, but okay. I might need a rest afterwards.
And he turns the gun slowly on Teddy.
Let's make this interesting.
Let me just see. Yada 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 yada. Like, all of my bonus actions are kind of, like, a bit supporty, to be honest.
Flip
like,
someone off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I blew a raspberry.
Great.
Who at?
Roll a d20. Okay. Well, that's a natural 20, and it's annoying I've wasted
it. Wow. Yeah, it's a fucking good raspberry, though.
I blow it at myself. That's how skillful this raspberry is. I turn my tongue inside out and blow it into my own mouth.
Oh my
god,
the Rakshasa's like, that's a cool trick. I'd like to do that by... He can't quite do it. It just sort of sounds like slurping.
And chokes and dies.
That would be nice.
Oh, damn it.
No, that's your turn, but a good turn. A good turn it was.
Yeah.
Glitch, your turn.
Can I see... I can see the tiger now.
Oh, you can see the tiger.
I can see the tiger.
It's coming for tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why is that the one you like?
Yeah, that was a good joke. I like that one.
It was
funny. It wasn't like a cat-based pun, but it had levels to it.
Okay.
You know, when the...
you break out on. A jungle book pun.
I'm trying. There's, I can't make it work. There's something about...
Shere Khan, Carnage. Oh, I was going to say Shere Khan, you can.
Shere Khan, you can. Yeah, the Shere Carnage is great, actually.
Are you a Shere Khan or a Shere Khan't? Okay, cool. All right, now that I can see, old mate again.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Looks like you can change your stripes.
Oh, Pads, I was waiting on that for the end.
Is he facing me when I say that, by the
way?
Yes. You should look out because you might be endangered. And then I cast catapult on the chair.
You cast Waterpult?
I cast Catapult. Oh, lovely. I cast Catapult on the chair and fling it at old mate.
Okay, the whole chair, remind me. If yeah, yeah, okay. We'll go. Well, yeah,
the
yeah.
chair flies in a straight line.
What is the make a... What roll, say?
Dex save.
Ah, this is interesting. This is interesting. I'm going to let you into a secret because we're near the end of the encounter now.
Ooh.
Well, not near, but you know. Yeah, I think you've this is not going to tell you something you don't know yet, guys. Automatically succeeds on saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
But the spell is on the chair.
Yeah, that's. I think this is. I think I'm gonna let this fly. I'm gonna let this fly. That I'm gonna let that chair fly.
That was from. That was from the glitch sort of bit of helping, right? It was like he. There's ways around the root.
I just wanted to give you. I just wanted to let you know what you were dealing with. Yeah, yeah.
How much do you reckon this chair weighs?
That's very rude to ask.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a stone
like a big fat chair.
Chair. I did specifically say it was stone. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say, what do you want it in?
A ton.
What do I want it in?
Yeah. What are you? Ethereal. Yeah, yeah. Because this will have it in. Pounds.
Well, 2.2 pounds of jam is equal to a kilogram.
So no, but what is it? What?
Yes. That's how you remember it.
No, but not in this instance.
What do you want it in? What does the spell want it in?
The spell wants it in pounds.
So let's say 200.
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, is it too heavy?
It's way too heavy.
Paddy.
This chair is like nearly 100 kilos, guys.
Yeah, 100 kilos. I'm 100 kilos.
It's just like a little chair.
Throw something else at it.
Oh.
Don't throw me.
How much do you weigh? In jam.
Less than 100
kilos. What's the maximum for the spell?
How much does a javelin weigh?
What's the maximum to the spell?
Well, the maximum depends on what level I have to cast the spell at.
Oh, I see, but 200 pounds is way off.
200 pounds I would have to cast a javelin's level 50 spell.
I reckon a javelin's 20 to 30 max.
I can tell you, actually, I think.
Ooh.
12 pounds.
12 pounds? Great. I cast Catapult at level 3.
For how many javelins do you want?
I think I can only choose one unless there's a bundle of them.
They're literally in a bundle on my back.
I don't think you throw those from
Teddy's
back.
I think the one
back.
That you threw yes. earlier, exactly. Okay, I'm pulling fine. That one back.
Nice.
And then jabbing it. Okay, fine.
Love it.
Okay, I cast Catapult at level 3.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that is a dex save,
mm-hmm.
but it's a good dex save. Actually, I do see if you make the dex save.
I've actually got to roll it. God, I'm not used to it. I'm actually having to roll a dice here. Listeners, I can't just blag it. That was the best thing about this boss encounter. I was like, I don't have to roll any saves. I just go, no.
Yeah, you just do no saves. And also all of its like bad things are like, I cast the spell.
It is a 7 plus 3 for 10.
Oh, sweet. So, okay, this does hit. Okay, that does mean it continues moving.
I think in my geometry, you are not the opposite side of the tiger. So
okay,
it's just
great.
I
guess it just goes through the tiger.
It's going to land next to you.
Okay, great. Okay, 3d8, but with if I'm using it on the 3, it is 5d8 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I've just seen a javelin whistle past my ear. Oh, well done, Paddy.
Yeah.
Well,
now.
Glitch, excellent.
Does Tasha's Caustic Brew...
It's been used up.
Yeah, and it won't, and it didn't work before, so...
Oh, okay, so it's a dud.
Yeah, it's not
all right, 5d8.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a one-time imbuement of
exactly.
the spell.
If he'd gone for a different one of the, another one of the javelins, it would have
yes,
been on there.
Yes,
yes. 21 force damage.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Sweet.
It does that damage.
And I look at you and go, yeah. I'm going to keep covering Vatic, I think. Although the old mate's coming towards us now.
He is still now next to Teddy again. So Teddy is sort of, you know, he'll be taking attacks of opportunity if he moves away from Teddy. He is only 10 foot away from you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so does he want to move?
I said, should we split up?
All right, let's do it.
Okay. I run counterclockwise
between my legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Counterclockwise around
yeah,
the room.
Still
so you're
staying,
down
still
kind of
to a wall.
Southeast corner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Love it.
6 seconds pass and I go, why aren't you running?
The Rakshasa's turn now. That is not a recharge on the ability. So, Teddy, it's just going to slice your face up if it can.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
So, here come three attacks.
Face slicing.
Ooh, well, 23 was the lowest it rolled. Yeah, 23, all, 24, 26.
Yeah, they all hit.
Oh, that's lovely stuff. That's really lovely stuff. So that is, ooh, 20 slashing damage.
Fuck.
We haven't even gone to the necrotic yet.
All right. Yeah, we know, dude.
I'm painting the listeners a story of how excited I am. Oh, those are 20s, not 12s. Sorry, that's too much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A 2, 4, 6.
46 necrotic damage.
Whoa. Yowzos.
And those cruel black-tipped claws rip through your flesh, Teddy.
Yep.
And if you weren't feeling cursed before, boy, how are you feeling cursed now?
Oh, I was cursed when I did my turn.
Yeah.
What's the effect of the
Did anything happen?
No, nothing. No, you felt poorly, but no, nothing really.
Okay.
I feel like you're projecting because you're so hungover.
You're so cursed, man. It feels bad. It feels like, it feels like a load of hot snakes in your tum.
That was bad.
I shout to you, resist it next time. I've got resist. I'm inured to undeath.
I'm not. It is very painful.
Well.
But that is the Rakshasa's turn. It's not going to try and move away from you, Ted.
All right.
It's having quite a nice time next to you, actually.
I might have to move away in a minute. No, I can get restored. I'm just going to fucking... Let's go. First, attack straight back. Two attacks. So the first one... Yep, that's a 28.
Yep.
And then the second one... Ooh... That's 25.
Yeah, both
so they both attack.
Lovely stuff.
So one of them, I'm going to... Stop dicing.
Enough dice.
Okay, the first one, I'm going to just smack it up. So that's an 8 plus 5. 1d12 plus 5. Yeah, so that's 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the second one, I'm going to roll the points of damage and then I'm going to cast Divine Smite again. So that's 17. But this time I'm going to cast Divine Smite.
Just.
No, that's all. They're best damage.
It's damage.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 17 damage. Okay.
And on the 17 damage one, at third level spell, I'm going to cast Divine Smite.
For lots of D8s.
So that's 4D. It's 5D8s. Whew. We're going to do. Yo. You're going to do one of the D8s.
Thank you.
And so.
He kind of starts rolling like mad.
I'm just rolling.
Mine are currently at 21, so then add yours onto it, pads.
Plus 5, 26.
Plus 5, 26 points of damage.
Yeah, that's real good. You you retort this creature's horrible blows with your own flurry of axe blows. And the second hit, imbued with that damage, again seems to cut through the fabric of this creature. That brimstone smell, your radiant energy sort of pierces that some kind of fabric between this realm and the next, and you get suddenly a real lungful of hell smoke in the room. Yeah.
Okay.
And...
Does your axe... Do you have to make a...
You did on your last turn, actually, to see if you berserked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can... Let's retroactively do that, because the berserk would...
It wouldn't have changed what you did now.
No. Sure. If I am berserk, sure, then the attack would have just...
But it may change what you do next.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, so wisdom saving throw.
Yep.
Ooh. That's a 23 plus 4.
Fine, yeah. We're good. We're good.
You're very in command of this axe.
My wisdom is plus 9. And I've got the plus 4 to general saving throws.
So it's unlikely it won't go, but not impossible.
It's not impossible, yeah. And it will happen when we most
need it. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So that's the one thing I would say, so 21 points of damage,
26 radiant.
No. I'm thinking about my own. I'm not going to move away. I'm not going to disengage. I've got the shield up. But I am going to make puppy dog eyes at Vatic.
I've got...
Vatic's your turn then.
Gone.
All right.
He's just seen me fucking like... Might have taken a chunk out of this guy, but it came at the cost of... I imagine one of my arms is just like...
Ragged.
The arm holding the shield, actually, at this point, is just a skeleton that's been like drained of all of its like flesh with all these
ribbons
damage.
Of like bloody flesh.
Okay, so passing off a potion, bonus action, feeding a potion to someone,
an action.
Action.
Or shooting the tiger with the gun.
Or shooting, well, I'm sort of tempted to like shoot the tiger and then just pass the potion.
Do that. Do the thing. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll try.
We'll make it through the, you know, hopefully he doesn't hit me for 31 next time.
So the first thing I'll do is I'm going to throw you a potion of invisibility.
Sick.
I know that doesn't seem very useful, but when you drink my potions, you get hit points back and bonus.
I like it.
Yeah. So I cast that towards Teddy.
I feel like you've got to. Do you have to roll that?
I mean, I'll do.
You're not next to them.
I'll give me a ranged attack. I'll do a ranged attack.
Just to see if it's really bad.
Well, it was a 23.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. It was perfect pitch.
Yeah.
And now I've used up my good ranged attack roll. That also,
it doesn't. It just lands in my mouth, like spout,
like
down
spinach,
Popeye style.
I'm not, my lips just out here, and then the potion goes in, and I'm invisible.
We'll have to wait till your turn. Smashes on your legs, and they disappear.
All right, I'll try and actually shoot the damn thing now.
Bloody
fuck's
lovely.
Sake. Fuck! Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah.
What is
that
it?
Was an 8.
An 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed that tiger. You've got to get your eye in, mate.
Can I use a reaction at this moment? Damn it. No, I can't.
You can, but it won't do anything. That's all in your turn, Vatic.
That's me done.
Glitch, it's your turn, baby.
Wow, it's back to me already.
That's what happens when I do nothing on my turns.
Oh, crikey. We're going around fast. I mean, I could. Is the chair destroyed?
No, you didn't do anything with the chair.
Oh, no, it's the javelin.
The javelin. The javelin's next to you.
I could keep throwing javelins at it.
I think anything that would somewhat prevent its chance to murder me would be quite fun.
Would be kind of ideal, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be nice.
But instead...
It's so far, its attack rolls on me of average 20.
Yeah, to be fair, it's rolled fucking hot on you, Tez.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just quickly seeing if I have anything that could protect you. And I think the answer is, I'm afraid I don't.
Okay.
Unless I tried to tackle it.
No, it just dealt... like 50 points of damage. No, more than that. 60 something points of damage towards me. I don't think you should come near it.
Glitch, as you're thinking this, you get a little transmission from the astral plane.
Hello.
All it is you just hear a chugga 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 chugga. Do 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 do. Do you like it, Glitch? Do do do.
I'm the tiger, which is very, very, very good. Oh, I have to go for the eyes of the tiger.
And I mean, that's not what I was saying, but sure.
I have to blind it, is what you're saying.
No, but okay.
Now,
blind it, though, that would be cool.
Is a javelin sort of a quarterstaff?
No. Very much a distinct thing.
Immediately shut down there, mate.
What would you do with it if it were?
Just try and stab it in the eye.
You could
do that with a javelin.
Yeah, it's a martial weapon. Yeah.
It's a martial weapon.
Don't you do your fling again? It worked so well last time.
Yeah, I was just trying
to think. You literally found a loophole in the rules.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of, like, doing different things.
Generally, I think doing the things at work is a good move.
Okay, yeah, cool.
But I mean, I'd love to kill you all, so that's, you know.
Can I make it clear that I also agree with Laurie at this point? I've got so few hit points to how many it just took off my body.
Okay.
So I'm like, fuck the listeners at this point, just kill it.
Just keep fucking killing it. All right, then, I'll catapult the javelin again.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Same thing, a dex save for me?
Dex save for you.
Okay. Sorry, puts all the onus on me. Makes me the cool guy or the not cool guy. Okay, well, that is a natty one.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
Okay, Paz, I'll tell you, there is a number you got to hit.
Okay.
There's a number you can hit. And if you hit that, I think Teddy lives.
It's 2.
Okay. 8 plus 8, 16 plus 5. 21 plus 1, 22.
How many are you doing?
Plus 3. 25. I have to cast it at third level to be able to lift the javelin.
Oh.
25 points of force damage.
Well, what about
bludgeoning damage.
What about being...
piercing?
What about being Like, that's a 91. Is there any... I know his attack has to be a...
The number, before you start using your lawyer points, was 16, Glitch.
Oh, great.
That's all he had left.
So maybe it goes like, bap, 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 bap. Like, it keeps pointing at him up. Like,
slamming it
dead
on the floor.
He's,
yeah,
he's fallen over and it's just repeatedly slamming into
yeah,
him.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even trying to stab him. It's just like, pap, 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 pap on his head.
Well, I think here's, if you do that, here is absolutely what happens. You fling the javelin right, into the eye. Is that what you're going for? And it skewers this poor creature, this poor defenseless fiend, through the eye.
We're not sympathetic, like, and look at us like that.
A jet of yellow, brimstony smoke comes out. Fucking hell, what's the word?
Billows.
Emanates.
Billows. Emanates.
Love all those words. Billows is great. Billows from his eye hole. And as it retracts to go for the follow-up blow, is that what you're saying? You're going to go for another one?
Yeah.
It just starts sort of wheezing and more of this smoke comes out. And as the javelin comes back for the kill shot, the thing just sort of evaporates into a cloud of brimstone. For it has an ability to escape using the plane shift spell in its death throw. But it is dead. It
as
is defeated.
Reaction.
As a reaction. Fuck. But no. That means it has been resummoned to the nine hells far away from this place.
And you have coming back anytime soon.
Defeated the Rakshasa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I breathe heavily several times and then I just turn slowly and I throw the gun against the wall in frustration.
and it sets up and a bullet goes doing 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 off all the walls. Okay, well, you're in this room. And you can... is it good? I feel like that's... Maybe it's just good to leave it here. We should leave it here?
Or choose the next door.
Yeah, yeah. Let's choose the next door, I think.
Okay. Or so that it...
Let's do that. Yeah, yeah. I think a bit of a...
Otherwise, we'll spend ages.
Yeah. You'll spend 10 minutes looking in the door.
Yeah.
Is there nothing left of the Rakshasa?
The Rakshasa just completely evaporates into nothing
remains.
Is there anything
of...
in this room, like a sort of box of health potions?
Have a look at the chair.
Well, yeah, you can take that potion.
Yeah, but I also think it'd be quite useful to be invisible at some point.
Yeah.
Well,
the room is empty, other than the stone chair here.
All right, I'm going to cast healing.
And, of course,
myself.
The four doors. The one you entered from the west. Let me just find my list again, please. To the west, I wear truth skin and speak with truth's lips. To the north, I am cheaply given, yet dearly believed. To the south, I have killed more than anyone and left no trace of my presence. And to the east, I am the gift that empties your hand.
There's a riddle here that we've not worked out.
Also, I think one of them's changed.
For real?
Yeah, I think I'm cheaply given and expensively... Thingy, that's new, isn't it?
No, that was in the lot. Yeah, like
okay.
No, I cost nothing to give, yet everything to receive.
Yeah,
I am cheaply given.
Yeah,
that's changed.
It has changed.
Bang on. Sorry, I judged you, and I was wrong.
Now the big question is it changed with purpose?
Which door is that?
The western door, the one you've just come through, says, I wear truth's skin and speak with truth's lips. To the north, I am cheaply given, yet dearly believed.
That's different.
To the east, I am the gift that empties your hands. To the south, I've killed more than anyone and left no trace of my presence.
That's the only one that's different, I think. The north door.
I wasn't listening. I was giving myself some more hit points.
Yeah, that tracks. That
tracks. Yeah.
You guys are working it out. And I'm, to be fair... That tracks. You guys are working out the puzzle to the room and none of you have come over to, like, I'm dying. And all you've just turned away. You're like, where's the door?
I gave you a potion. And you were like, no, I want to be invisible later.
Should have been inured to undeath.
Fatik is the one who recognized that something might have changed.
Yep.
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
As you puzzle over these doors.
Old
or investigation, but I think perception is kind of, it's kind of noticing something passively, I think.
I think in the background, I pick up his gun from the floor and I take the safety off it and go, what an idiot. Gently hand it over back to him.
All right, that's 22.
22 is certainly good enough for this. Each of the inscriptions has changed.
Right.
Subtly, The one that you remember would have been, what's the one you settled on?
The cheaply thing.
It previously said, I cost nothing to give and everything to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It now says, as in the northern door of the room.
Yeah.
The previous room. The northern door of this room says, I am cheaply given, yet dearly believed.
Okay, so it's getting less severe.
Less severe. It's the fucking scales. The scales of it are shifting, so maybe we need to keep going through those doors until the scales shift.
Yeah, okay. Can you read them all out so we can see which ones are at their... Do you want to avoid ones that are at the at their kind of like ultimates, right?
Oh, okay. And we take the ones.
And we take the ones that are
it's probably the cheapy. But yeah.
To the west, I wear truth skin and speak with truth's lips.
So that's absolute.
To the north, I am cheaply given yet dearly believes. Mm-hmm. To the east, I am the gift that empties your hands. To the south, I have killed more than anyone, left no trace of my presence.
Yeah, I think we take cheaply given.
Cheaply given sounds
good. Because the only other one is that the one that I can hear is that skin and lips sounds different from last time. It's like, I wear skin or whatever. Like, that sounds like it's changed as well.
I think they all
changed, but that one sounds like it's less severe than it was last time too.
Okay.
But I think the cheap one is the one we picked up on.
I think so, yeah.
Should we go north?
I think we do go north.
Okay. With the Rakshasa, the one thing that changed, obviously, you know, this goes without saying, when the Rakshasa disappeared, the chains across each of the doors retracted again, giving you three passage to the northern door.
Yep.
I am cheaply given, yet dearly believed. You place your hand in the indentation. The two mighty stone slabs part and reveal the next chamber, which we will find out about next time on Odomancy.
More puzzles.
Dungeon, dungeon, dungeon.
Yeah, it was dungeon.